The famed novel, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, not only continues and finishes the legacy of the preceding six books in the Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling, but it also ties up all the clues and tidbits of information leading to the solving of Harry Potter's problems. This book contains a ton of instances where the reader is given clues to how the plot ends that other characters do not know about. The reader gets to see Harry Potter and his friend's mission in a very detailed and play-by-play way. Harry Potter's problem in this book is that he must defeat Lord Voldemort, the greatest dark wizard of all time. But this problem is made more complicated because Harry Potter and Voldemort have an unheard-of connection. They can see into each other's minds. Harry Potter is tormented by this connection because he can feel and experience Voldemort's evil actions just like Voldemort would. This intense and intricate conflict keeps the reader intrigued throughout the novel. This tie between the protagonist and antagonist is a more philosophical way to read the classic good versus evil novel. The connection between Harry Potter and Voldemort is emphasized throughout the entire story, but most in Voldemort's desire to kill Harry. Voldemort saying,
"I shall attend to the boy in person. There have been too many mistakes where Harry Potter is concerned. Some of them have been my own. The Potter lives is due more to my errors than to his triumphs. I have been careless, and so have been thwarted by luck and chance. Those wreckers of all but the best laid plans. But I know better now. I understand those things that I did not understand before. I must be the one to kill Harry Potter, and I shall be."
Even though this quote is biased towards Voldemort's view, it sums up the problem of the book. Harry Potter and Voldemort cannot survive together, and one must kill the other. In addition to the unique conflict, Harry Potter himself makes this book so enveloping. Harry is not the typical hero, with super power and strength. He is imperfect, sometimes unpleasant, and very dependent on his friends. Many books contain imperfect heroes because they make the story more relatable and fathomable to the reader. Harry Potter's emotions are very explicitly described by J.K. Rowling. Knowing Harry's emotions, relationships, and struggles help make him come alive. J.K. Rowling also develops Voldemort extremely well. Even though Voldemort is the enemy of readers' beloved Harry Potter, there is always a curiosity about why Voldemort does what he does. Voldemort's motives and desires are revealed in Harry Potter and his friend's search for Horcruxes. These dark, magical items contain pieces of Voldemort's soul and would give Harry the opportunity to destroy Voldemort. To find the Horcruxes, the three must delve into Voldemort's past and mind, therefore showing who Voldemort really is. The drama that makes this book so compelling stems from the fact that the majority of Harry's closest and most reliable friends cannot know about his search for the way to kill Voldemort. But the desire to kill Voldemort is what binds Harry and his friends together. Having the reader know what Harry and his best friends are doing brings the reader into the story. Through the conflict, characters, and irony, Harry Potter fans are drawn into the final novel in a way that is irresistible. The reader cannot put the book down. This is partly due to the fact that Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows is such a fun book to read, not just in plot, but in writing style and the use of comedy.